Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hi.
626. Let's keep her going here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, the new Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. A lot of great products coming up for the summertime. So, yeah, get in on it, man. Get in on it.
All right, let's kick it off, man. NCAA men's college basketball yesterday. Number 4, Florida State beating Colorado, 71-53. UCLA beating Abilene Christian, 67-47. Alabama beating Maryland, 96-77. That was East Regional. Before I get to the most important one, Michigan beating LSU, 86-78. Top-seeded Michigan salvaged the Big Ten's best hope. The NCAA tournament glory Monday with an 86-78 win over rich, talented LSU.
Oh.
What a win yesterday. Actually, Michigan was down basically the whole time. And towards the end there, probably middle of the second half, I would say, comes back and boom, started hitting threes and just kind of took
it away. But got a shot, man. Yeah.
They're playing pretty good.
We talked about this earlier, and I remember you bringing it up because you had kind of a rough last few seasons of college football with Michigan.
Jesus.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Michigan's just slaughtering people here on the court, on the hardwood, if you will, down in the paint. And, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but it sounds like...
Don't jinx it. And you Wolverine fans out there, just be humble. Be humble because... The few fans I've talked to in the past month about Michigan basketball, they're the greatest thing. And every time somebody says that, I go watch the next game and they get beat.
Yeah.
So they're a good team. They're a good, solid team.
This ain't one of those round robin tournaments that we had back in middle school, okay? You're out.
You're done. So what? There you go. There you go, Wolverines. Last night, if you're a Wolverine fan, here we go. Moving on. NBA last night, the Jazz beating the Bulls 120-95. Bucks beating the Pacers. The Jazz. It is kind of a funny name for a basketball team. The Bucks beating the Pacers 140-113. Damn, 140 points.
Was there overtime in that? Does it say overtime?
It doesn't say overtime.
God, play some effing defense, NBA. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. No one plays defense, and it's 140. That's professional athletes, and no one is playing defense, and it's so annoying. F the NBA.
It shouldn't be 140 points,
no,
man.
It should be 200-point games.
So last night, I was watching college basketball, and they were interviewing. It was the game before Michigan's game. And they're interviewing the guy, and they're like, you feel you played good, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, our team got to 70 points, which is a lot of points, and you got to basically know you're going to – I'm like, damn, 70, huh? That's what you're trying to get to in college basketball because they play defense. So 70 is a winning score, where 140 in the NBA is a winning score.
That's annoying. Play some effing defense, man. It's so stupid. Yeah. So stupid. Yeah.
Getting that defensive stance. Come on, stance.
Yeah, stance.
NHL tonight, Red Wings going to be in Nashville playing the Predators at 8 o'clock. Panthers going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. Just basically went through scores. I got a few stories for next hour, but looking at the clock, I need to get the hell out of here.
I know, I forgot that we had WTF. We're running behind, so save it for next hour. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
Well, good morning.
New Year.
It's 7:22, Brock Hunter. All right, we got to keep her moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. So many great products coming up in the summer, so you will never, ever, ever, ever be thirsty with Bud Distributing. All right, hit us with it, Hunter.
All right, let's get at it, man. I'm just going to hit a few games from yesterday because there's plenty of basketball being played. NCAA men's college basketball yesterday at Michigan beating LSU 86-78. It was a great game. Michigan kind of coming from behind there in the second half, and started hitting some threes, playing pretty well, played great defense. Brock, I know you like to hear that.
They
were playing great defense, and so Michigan moving on. If you're a Wolverine fan out there, here we go. You know what? That's, we deserve it. Football team is so bad. So bad.
So bad.
That I don't feel bad about bragging about the basketball team because we got beat up on the football season. Florida State beating Colorado 71-53. UCLA beating LB and Christian 67-47. Alabama beating Maryland 96-77. In the West Regional, Gonzaga beating Oklahoma 87-71. Creighton beating Ohio 72-58. USC beating Kansas 85-51. And Oregon beating Iowa 95-80. So, teams moving on, and it's getting exciting, ladies and gentlemen. If you love March Madness, this is where you're, you know, licking your chops. So,
it's awesome, baby.
Oh, God. You had to bring up Dick Vitale, huh?
Sorry.
I could do a whole show on it if you want because I can't stand Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale, it's awesome, baby.
It's awesome. Stick to jock jams, man. That's what you're good at. NHL, tonight, Red Wings going to be in Nashville playing the Predators, 8 o'clock. Panthers going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks, 8 o'clock. Some stories here. I told you I was going to get to some. Boxing, if you were hoping for a rematch of 54-year-old Mike Tyson and 58-year-old Evander Holyfield, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. It seems the boxers couldn't strike a deal to get in the ring. Might have left as much as $25 million on the table. Even though these guys are old, it would have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they just kind of gave up on. But I think they're just trying to figure out something else. So possibly here in the future, we will see Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield try not to die in the ring. More with college basketball. Sorry, I'm jumping around here. But this is crazy, Brock. While so many March Madness brackets have already been busted, one guy named Eli turned $10 into $33,000 by hitting a 10-team parlay, including picking Albie and Christian to beat Texas in the opening round and Loyola Chicago to knock off Illinois.
Damn, dude. He got the upsets. I told you, that is the key.
See,
when you do a bracket, when you do any kind of bracket, okay, you don't want to completely F it up with, like, too many upsets, but you got to just look and be like, look, there's going to be an upset. From the day sports were formed, there has been upsets, and you have to do that. You have to have
you have to do it. You know what, though? I'm calling trash. You didn't purposely. You just marked it down. You were doing what I do. You don't, you're not even looking at it. And now these people are saying, well, you picked the best. No, you didn't. You didn't really legit pick Albie and Christian to beat Texas. Come on.
I don't know. Some people do do their research, man. They do their research and be like, all right, so-and-so's doing really well. You got this guy doing really well, you know, looking at the other team. I don't know. There might be some research into it. Or it's just blind luck. It might just be blind luck.
I think it's blind luck. Come on, dude. Even if you did your research, you'd be like, hell yeah, Texas is going to beat the hell out of these guys.
That's true.
Here's another thing. So 10-team parlay. So was it just 10? Was it 10 right picks?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Why does that seem so easy to me?
See, well, no. Because here's the thing. It stacks up on it. Because if any one of those teams would have lost, that's
then,
the thing.
Then you're done.
It's right, done. Yeah.
Still, though.
Yeah.
I feel like more people should get this, don't you?
I don't know. I honestly, it's why I don't have millions of dollars from my gambling prowess. You know what
I
mean?
Well, you looked up the odds the other day. What was it? One in
like
quintillion?
Like nine quintillion. Yeah, it's insane. It's absolutely ridiculous, the odds for it. Absolutely ridiculous. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah, fat chance. But, hey, congratulations to Eli turning $10 into $33,000.
Nice.
It's amazing. So, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.